Super Team. It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew, DJ Nicholas. Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplifier.
Welcome to West Indian Rivers. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
Oh, you God forbid love ever leave you empty-handed. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Whenever one door closes, I hope one more opens. Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you never fear those mountains in the distance. Never settle for the path of least resistance. Living might mean taking chances, but there were loving might be a mistake, but it's worth making. Don't let some helping heart leave you bitter. When you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give the heavens above more than just a passing glance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you still feel small when you stand beside the ocean. Get the choice to sit it out or dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you
Special hello let me say a pleasant good afternoon to you Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr and I'll be with you for until 7 o'clock, so I hope you will be with me. Ah, I tell you, this microphone not giving me a chance here this afternoon, or what? Well, or is it my headphone? Let me see if it's my headphone. So how are you doing, Montreal? I hope you will be with me up until 7. Let me get down to music and push up the mic. We're on one side. Don't know why, but we'll see. We'll fool around with it and until we get the other side going. Touch a wire here and touch a wire there. I can't wait to get back in the studio. Honestly, I can't wait. It's too much, you know. You have to have everything working properly, and one day it doesn't work. So you'll be hearing me on one side, I think. I'm not hearing it outside there, so I don't know. Anyway, Montreal, how are you doing? We opened the show. Let me continue as a soldier would. I want to send this out to a gentleman by the name of Randy D. That's how I knew him. I had the pleasure of meeting him, and I must thank 610, because he was the guy who introduced me to this gentleman. A veteran radio broadcaster in St. Vincent, and he passed on last Thursday, so all my condolences out to his family, and you know, what can I say? He lived a good life. People loved him. I enjoyed my interview with him. He was a witty kind of person, and we enjoy talking to each other. So, Randy D, I'm dedicating this show to you, and of course to none other than Mr. Salouche, because you two together was a lot of fun. Open the show with a lot of love songs, and I just need to play some love songs as we go along, because, you know, it's not easy. It's really not easy in these trying times. And here we go. Touch the right thing and it works. All right, you're hearing me there now in stereo. As Spencer is a tech head from CKUT, one of the best ones we could ever hope to have. I want you over here. Spencer, you got to come and fix up this studio. No, these guys work like champions, and I'm one guy who certainly appreciates all of them at CKUT for keeping us on air. It's not easy, folks, it's not easy. It's a lot of sleepless nights and run down to the station to push a button, to pull a button, and I must apologize for last week. I know we were off the air for approximately a half an hour. No fault of ours. And I should have gotten Spencer to come on here to explain what happened. But what really happened, take this from a layman. The Quebec government was sending out that warning. I'm sure you got it on your phone. And it went brrrr. And it cut TV, radio, phone, everything one time. So they had to go back down to the station to reset it, because nobody's in the station and get us back. It was on air after for the Sound Supreme. I keep calling it Sound Supreme, but the show that comes on after me. And so we must apologize. So those of you who called me to find out what happened, that is what happened, because I didn't know what happened. I had to speak to Spencer. All right. Coming up at about 20 minutes to the hour, 5 o'clock, we will be speaking to the president of the ex-president of the Jamaica Association. We want to sort of recognize these people, because they laid the mat down for everybody. I can vouch for that, because it wasn't easy being a black Jamaican in this city many years ago, because, you know, we were labeled as the weed man and the this and the that, and we must be, you know, I had a nice car that I had bought 1973-74, a Cougar XR7. Those of you who knew me then would know that car. It's a sky blue, beautiful, beautiful car. One thing it helped, I didn't drink when we were playing in a band, and after 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, I wouldn't have a drink, because I had to drive home and I know I would be stopped. And the question, they wouldn't ask me, they wouldn't say, well, you were driving too fast, you crossed a yellow line, you did something, blah, 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 whatever. They would say bluntly, whose car is this? Nothing else. Whose car is this? I said, what does it matter? But I learned not to argue. That there was a guy who wanted to climb all over my face one night around 3, 4 o'clock. And it's me alone in the car, so I just got in the habit of not saying much. They asked me whose car it is. It's mine. And where do you work? I work for the railroads. So what else? And right away, they will back off. You know, they will back off, because I guarantee I was making more money than they were doing. So it was like that, you know, growing up in Montreal. And this man came along approximately maybe the same time as I was working in the railroad. And he did some changes. Some people may say he was aggressive, he was sexist, he was this, he was that. But he made some changes in the city, so... Noel Alexander, I will be speaking to him at 20 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. So stay tuned for that. Call your friends, tell your friends. It's now 21 minutes past the hour. And I don't know if Ted has been back, if he's been back or he has given up on doing this thing. I don't know. So when he does, we will talk with him. He's in beautiful Grenada, enjoying the fine weather. Aren't you jealous? I'm jealous. All right. I got a text earlier on just as I was about to go on. I'm sorry I couldn't answer it, but it's for a lady that needs her car to start or something to do with the car. The only thing I could do for you is one of our supporters, one of our main supporters, isn't it? It's Otto Lindsay. I don't know if they're opened, but you're on St. Charles, you say so. He's at the bottom of St. Charles, somewhere there. Otto Lindsay, 514-781-7373. Give him a call. You know, because this is one of the guys that I use if I'm out here. And good mechanic. Didn't learn his trade under the tree. He did the practical right here at Pierfund's Comprehensive. So, you know, he knows what he's doing. So check him. 514-781-7373 if you didn't get it looked after. On a very sad note, a friend of mine that I've known for many years, Mr. Ellsworth James, I read something here that was sent to me, and two people sent me both of these things about him having dementia. Dementia is a terrible disease. The person will be looking as healthy as ever, and Then what happened here? We lose the half again. This microphone gonna drive me crazy. Anyway, it's on, I would imagine, half, folks. So that's what you're gonna get, one half? I don't think so. But anyway, as I was saying, he has developed dementia, and his wife says he's in the last stages of dementia, and that's not easy, because you know what makes it so hard? You see the body, the whole body, you see the face. Nothing changes. It's not like they're losing weight, and no, they are just the same. But the mind is not there. He could see you and say something to you, and 2 minutes, he turns his head, he looks back at you, he doesn't know who you are. And Ellsworth, if you know Ellsworth James, he was a party animal. I met him when I was going to school in Toronto, and then I came to Montreal to live. And between he and Henry Antoine, they brought the most shows here in Montreal. Montreal and Toronto, the biggest carnival shows, etc., etc., came from both Henry and Ellsworth James. So my thoughts are with you, Ellsworth, and I hope for the family it's not easy. So that's another big name in Toronto is moving on to. It's hard to say, but I, you know, it's tough. Let me play a Drupati music, because I will remember what Drupati looked like and enjoyed it, to take us up on the half an hour. 26 minutes past four. Mm-hmm. Roll it as a
This man from India came to Trinidad and met Abdullah Hill. Man from India came to Trinidad and met Abdullah Hill. He said to me.
mic. I don't know what's wrong with this mic. I'm going to switch the thing here and see what happens. Back to the one side. Anyway, as I was saying, you know, when you do the show, you have a lot of problems. And I can't wait to get back in the studios. At least we will be broadcasting on both sides of the headphone. No, I'm not complaining. So I'm glad you enjoyed that. The song says this doula him, this man wants to see her body. And this, I must confess, very beautiful to the eyes, Drupati. Understand that? Very, I don't know for now, but in her days, coming to Montreal here, she was something to look at. And we enjoyed Drupati, and she, oh man, talk about dancing sexy. That was Drupati. So enough of Drupati. Let me pay some bills. And remember, CKUT, what's happening there? I didn't plug in anything, but it says it, this device can work faster if you plug it somewhere else. Trying to drive me crazy, you know. I'm convinced I have somebody here with me. Anyway, what was I saying? I'm going to play some commercials, all right?
The Caribbean News is brought to you by TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, all your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 7 p.m. Close Mondays. Now offering delivery service. Call 514-587-8423. That's 514-587-8423.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Looking to become bilingual or promote bilingualism in Canada? Look no further. Apply for the Odyssey or Explore program for the chance to improve your French or help young people improve their English. You'll immerse yourself in another region's language and culture, make new friends, and have experiences that will stay with you forever. Many people say the Odyssey and Explore programs have changed their lives. To find out more or to apply, visit EnglishFrench.ca. Programs funded by the Government of Canada.
What I'm about to say is that follow up these programs. They're very interesting. I try to do that as much as I can to keep the old brains going. All right. Remember, 20 minutes to the hour, I'll be speaking to a veteran in the city who has given most of his life. You know, somebody, they, you know, requested this song. And let me tell you a little story about it. This guy, his name is A.J. Brown. He sings with Third World. Now, he works with Third World, but he's the kind of artist that works with anybody, a symphony orchestra, you name it, he would. And he reminds me of people like myself, George Fennell, when we were in Jamaica. We did the hotel circuit. The better singers, I will defend that until the day I die. The better singers all worked in the hotels in Jamaica. So if you want to, you know, and plus that's where you made your little money too. The dances and all that wasn't that feasible. So I'm going to shut up and just play this, and it goes out to the family in Westmount, Lower Westmount. They made sure to tell me that. And it's A.J. Brown, I'll Walk With God.
I'll walk with God from this day on. His help
A.J. Brown sings with Third World, and I'm sure, let me see what this says here. We saw A.J. for the first time in Mobe in 1988, and then many times after that. And I wish you'd put your name so I can give a big shout out. Yes, a lot of people have A.J. Brown. One of the best singers I've ever come across. We have some singers all like that in hotels. They don't get out. And it's just fantastic. Fabulous, as they would say back home then. Fabulous. Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. It's now 4:37. In 3 minutes' time, I hope to be speaking to the president of the Jamaica Association to find out his business about retirement, what he's been doing, if he's been giving the wife trouble. You know, when you retire, you retire too. But I don't give trouble. I'm a very well-behaved young man. And the Prezi is there, you know. Prezi, hold on for me. Let me just get, hold on there, Prezi. I didn't, he's earlier, man. Tell you, we're going to play one more song, Prezi, and then one more request. And then I will get back to you, all right? I'll be having you on air. So just hold on there for me a minute, 1 minute. I took out the song. Yes. This is to Audrey. And it comes from You Know Who, because I don't want you to leave me. That's what he said. So could you play me Celine Dion, Think Twice. Love is...
Don't think I can't feel that there's something wrong.
Wheel again, man. Love is a hell of a thing, you know. He didn't do anything wrong, so give him a chance. I'm begging for him, all right?
Sweetest part of my life for so long. I look in your eyes, there's a distant light, and you and I know there'll be a storm.
Back soon.
Whatever it takes, I'll sacrifice.
Oh Lord, I hope this song works for you, my friend, because it's working for me. I don't know why it's working for me, but it's beautiful. I love this singer. Had the pleasure of working up close with her at the Edgewater Club many years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I have online with me a gentleman that has gave a lot of his life volunteering to make us be respected and known about in this city. I call him Prezi because it's easier, but I will introduce him formally by saying, Mr. Noel Alexander, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
All right, it's good to hear your voice, man.
Man, same here. How are you keeping, Stretch?
I'm trying my best, hiding from the big man. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Yes.
One of the things I want to ask you, though, how do you feel after being president for the Jamaica Association of Montreal for 32 years? Wow.
Well, while I was doing it, it was, you know, I decided I'm taking on a social organization as president.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I became one of the chief politicians in Montreal. I have no political training than where, you know, we used to be mixed up with the PNP at the JLT in Jamaica.
Right.
And, of course, having spent some time, 16 years in England, and I went through all that racism and all that crap. Coming here, I didn't expect to run into this, you know. But anyway, I realized that, you know, the plate was delivered to me. Bill 101 got passed. And from there on, the door was open for me to do what I could to augment it. At last, we had no member of parliament. We have no city councillors. We have no, you know, have nobody anywhere.
Mm-mm.
And so all of a sudden, I'm representing almost all Jamaicans because they decide you, President Jamaica Association, you're going to speak at provincial level, the city level, and the federal level. I thought, oh, my God. And not only that, I have to speak for Jamaica. Mm-hmm. I am not an appointed Jamaican servant. I'm an ordinary Jamaican living here, joining an association, being the president. All of a sudden, now I'm representing Jamaica with the provincial government. And I thought, oh, my Lord. Then I met Mr. René Lévesque, and of course, that's one of my early memories. And he told me that he liked what I was doing, but he much preferred to speak to a civil servant from Jamaica. And why don't Mr. Manley speak with him? So I wrote a letter off to Michael. I don't know if Michael responded to him. I know Michael didn't speak French, but so I don't know what happened there. But we didn't have anyone, so I just do what I could stretch.
All right. Now, I heard that part of it, and I know what it is to deal with these so-called politicians.
Yes.
how are you enjoying retirement, as they say?
Well, you know what I've done, actually? When I got home, it was 2015, something like that.
Right.
I just realized, Stretch, I'm going to honest to you and your listeners,
right,
the burden that I had. The workload, I couldn't even realize. You know, I did not have holidays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was 7 days a week.
Mm.
And in actual fact, the weekends were more hectic than during the week. But then, you know, it's not like you're going to a normal job. You didn't know what you was going to find from one day to the next. So now is when I got home, and I'm sometimes watching the news, and I'm thinking, Jesus, if I was out, I'd have to face that. Things have changed. But they say if they don't change, they stay the same. I'm surprised sometimes when I listen to people talking about police stopping them and asking if they own the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's now happening to my kids, actually. And, you know, I'm thinking, I thought we'd finish with that kind of nonsense.
No, it's there. It's there.
It's still there. So I'm pretty relaxed, my dear friend. I read a lot. I like to go to the mall and all these places or a library, and I browse some books. If you may, you go to the mall, don't expect me to run around talking about one pair of jeans and hose. I don't know anything about this thing. You will find me in the library and where they sell books, and I'm going through. I love reading.
Good, good.
I like cricket. I used to play a game of cricket both in Jamaica and in England. I came here. I played for a bit, but now I can get. I could get cricket almost playing every day. So I watch cricket. I love watching it, and I'm thinking, oh, my locks, I could play, but I see West Indies side getting trash. I think I could play the game better than them.
Let me ask you something. As you sort of just perked my memory there. What is happening with the West Indies team? Because they've fallen off from in the top echelon to about in the 20th grade there now. What is happening with them? Is it players?
Well, I don't know really, but from what I've been looking at and seeing is that the people who are now playing for the West Indies, they couldn't even pick up the ball outside and throw it in when Wes Hall and Worrell and were playing cricket. I mean, I don't know how they get to be representing the West Indies. Any cricketers here from the West Indies must feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or people who are back. And I don't know, but I think money is playing a hell of a lot to do with the money.
It's money. Money.
And,
mm-hmm.
I think it's money, man.
Yeah, it's money.
And so also some of our guys now, I think, you know, Jamaicans, they get into different games. And I wouldn't be surprised if they just want to start to play baseball because there's money there. And, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you another question pertaining to what you just answered earlier on. You said you had met Mr. René Lévesque. And
yes,
what are the most important dates or events that you remember thinking back on them? Would you make all the same decisions, some examples of situations dealing with the press I know it wasn't easy, written and electronic. The police dinners, Jamaica Day meetings with government officials, dealing with day-to-day situations like complaints from the citizens. I don't know how you did it, boy.
let's start off with the first thing. Meeting with some of these people, as I said earlier on, it was a matter that was forced on us, you know, because when Bill 101 started to bite, a lot of people, as you remember, were taken off of Toronto.
Right.
And a lot of our very skilled and able people left because, you know, they couldn't handle the French and didn't think they want to spend time to do that. They want to spend time to develop themselves, start their own businesses and stuff like that. So when you go to Toronto, now you see a lot of our people and they're doing quite well in majority cases. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, but we, I mean, I just bought a house. I just get myself from England, get here, bought a house and thought, well, I can't begin to sell a house again. I don't to go to Toronto. I couldn't get into that stretch, so I stayed. And I said, meet him in Levick. He was a nice guy, you know.
Yes, I had the pleasure of meeting him too. Yeah, very pleasant.
He was pushed to do the things he did.
Yes.
And so he asked me if I would. This was one of the things I remember meeting him. I also met with Mr. Barassa, the premier.
Right.
And I took quite a few people with me. And we met, and I was very surprised that he accepted my call. And it was he said he's had 20 minutes, just like you tell me you have 20 minutes. But stretch that meeting lasted for an hour and a half.
Yes.
Because surprising, he said he we were coming to beg him something.
Right.
What we did, I had people like Mr. Dr. Bertley, Clarence Baines, Pat Brady, Errol Johnson, you know, quite a few people who I know could to defend what we did here.
Right.
And we went in there and we took different positions. Some were talking about money, some were talking about education, some were talking about health. Just to point to Mr. Barassa, if he knew what contribution black people, English black people were making to Montreal and Canada, and Quebec in particular. And he sat there and he was amazed. And then somebody hit him. I think Berkeley realized that he loved music. So, of course, Dr. Berkeley hit him with his music. Mm-hmm. And he liked jazz music.
Yes.
Anyway, when we were halfway through the meeting, he called his secretary and told him to cancel the meeting that he was supposed to attend. And that man sat there and he listened. I took the last step. I was the last speaker. And I remind him, I said, you know, one of the things you do, Mr. Barassa, in Quebec, you go to the Caribbean, and of course you go to extend business and make deals. I said, one of the things would help, you know, we have people here that if they were on the committee from Quebec going down to Jamaica or Trinidad or Barbados and join your group from here, when you get off the plane, once those Jamaicans or Caribbean people see that individual and he shake hand with the premier and so on and so on and said, you're from Jamaica, I'm from Trinidad, half of the deal is finished, you know.
All right, that's true.
Because we realize that you're serious, you've taken one of us with you to represent Quebec, because here is where we live. But of course, our mother country is Jamaica, our Trinidad, our Barbados.
Right.
You know, that man hit his head and he said, never thought of anything like that. Mm. After that, he said, there's a trip going out to the Caribbean. I think we're going to Trinidad. And he asked the guys from the NABVP if they had anyone to send.
Wow.
Well, it was a very short kind of thing. You know, people have their own commitment and they couldn't find anyone. But it was a step. But the other thing we remind him, that although we might not be able to win seats because of how we are scattered over Montreal, so we can get into the cabinet hall in Quebec City, that at least he could make appointment. He had the power to appoint, and there are people in Montreal qualified who are, you know, very highly educated people, and they can do a good job both for the community, because they're sitting at the table and listening, and they can comment at that time, then wait until laws are passed, the bill has been executed, and then we have to go begging, change this, please. We cannot live like this, so on and so forth. Well, eventually, as you know, the effect of some of these meetings, we had two people appointed. We had two judges. we have Mrs. Westmoreland,
mm-hmm. yeah, Mrs.
and we have another black man, and we have two black judges out of that, them kind of meeting. People
Good.
See things happen, and they wonder why. The Black History Table, for argument's sake, we had John Dory, who was the mayor of Montreal. When he became mayor, he called the community together through Dr. Baines. He was on some big committee at the city. And they asked him to bring a group and to explain to him what are some of the needs we have. And one of the things that came out of that meeting that evening was that he made sure that he got Montreal to put together, we have a table put together, and then Montreal, February, was given out to a Black History Month, and that committee is still running, and people celebrate, and of course, every year they pick 12 people and put them in this magazine and so on and so forth. So all those 30 things came from just meeting with these other government officials. And the one that really excites me is meeting with the police at Station 31. You mentioned a little bit about your car.
Yes.
Meeting with him, Mr. Luzon, the director at Station 31, and telling him in no uncertain terms that this type of situation between especially the black youth and the police can't continue. You remember one time we were losing a black youth almost every weekend?
Mm-hmm.
And, the people want to go and march. I really didn't like the marches in Ostrich.
Mm-mm.
I don't like to be out there because, you know, you only want to take one crazy person to do something.
And then you go
bullets on us, and we don't have guns.
Totally right.
So how are we going to march? You had the Leslie Presley. We have Marshall Francois, Anthony Griffin, Trevor Kelly. And other people, you know, getting threatened and stop them 5-6 times in a night, especially if it's a young man with a nice car. So we had to stop that. And the first, they started talking about community policing. The first community policing
Pablo
came
man.
From that meeting.
Pablo.
Started. Yeah, yes. Yeah, and then as you know, you used to be in Victoria.
Right.
And you remember you used to see police not in cars, but they used to walk foot.
Yes,
for a while.
Sir. Yeah, Pablo and introduce
themselves to the business people in Victoria. All that came out of that first meeting with Mr. Lozano, 1331. After that, people realized, and they were styling, you can go in and speak to the director and get something done.
Community,
and you can go downtown or uptown and up Montreal North, and these different committees begin to go in, and when you see something happening, don't go rowing with the police fella, because sometimes, you know, some people sit back at the desk and push people to and do things, and they have to go out and with a case or lock up somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But one thing I've learned over the years, when we had a record store downtown, is, they had two young guys. They were from Chicoutimi or something like that, and they would come there every Saturday to harass Butcher T in the store.
Yes.
And I had to go down to the station, and when the guy realized who we were, and his whole attitude changed. You know, and this came, this thing, and I must give you credit for that, because he mentioned your name. You know, I told him we were paying rent, we weren't disturbing anybody, but these guys were just harassing us. You know, you told me everything that, one more thing, and you have 2 minutes. What are the things you and your committee got done that you believe was of help to the Jamaican community here in Montreal and the black community at large?
Well, two things, you know, Stretch. When you travel from one country to the next, one of the things you do, for the first period, you feel very lonely because you leave your friends back in Jamaica or Trinidad or wherever. And you come to a country like here, especially with Quebec, where you have the French language and whatever. You go to work, you can't even know who to speak to. You're lucky if you can get a job. Then when the evening comes, you lock up in the house, and then you just prepare yourself to go to work in the morning. One of the things we did, which I'm very proud about, and some people didn't like it, but I love it.
Am I losing you?
Yeah. And I tell you one thing, my friend. It was a tremendous thing. There was a place to go when you come to Montreal, at least. And you meet people who talk like you, look like you,
mm-hmm.
and eat like you, drink like you, and love the same music you love. And, of course, play indoor game domino. And That was the best thing we ever did. I think it brought a lot of people together. And it never meant whatever standard in life you were. When you sit around a domino table, it has nothing to do if you're a doctor or a lawyer or a candlestick maker or you're just a normal little laborer in a factory. Because some of these guys who are just laborers in a factory sit in front of you with a domino, with some, it's on a domino. You better be careful. He'll give you six love just like that.
Yes,
so,
like that.
You know, and then we used to run trips to the States, trips to different parts of Canada. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a great thing. I bring a lot of people together. And I always thank the committee to have really done that and give people that sort of feeling of where they can get help. And because they came, they realize right here you can get your passport renewed. Right here you can, you know, many things got done from that. In school education, you help with the education, learning French, learning with your maths, help with that, etc. And it was free.
Mm.
You didn't have to go and find money to go and learn French. You're learning French with Jamaica Association all for free.
And
with your books and pencils, everything.
And
so those are the things I credit the members on the committee, different committees, no matter who we changed to and who came on the board, we all work together. Sometimes, you know, not everything was smooth. It's just like a family.
It's just like, in the end,
the things that came out of that, Jamaica Day in particular is another thing that we brought it out here. When we mentioned it to people, they said, oh, you must be crazy. One said to me, you come from England. You know, oh, yes. All Jamaicans who went to England mad. So you must be mad because when you go there with all these Jamaicans they start to fight, you don't have enough police in Montreal to stop that.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch me.
Yeah,
tell you what, we haven't had a fight at no Jamaica Day since it started.
I know that.
People now going to see it, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a couple of the things. I mean, we've done a lot of things, Rich. It's so much to mention. 20 minutes can do it.
Next time you're going to get a half an hour.
Station. And next time we probably do a lot of that. But I want to congratulate you two for the time you have been contributing and speaking on the radio and giving us a lot of, you know, a lot of pep talk and encouragement and the same thing to a great sense from the